Welcome to Shomach Shova and Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Ayin Vov. In this Daf, we speak about the place in the Behemah, which is called Tzoymes Hagidim, is where these joints or these sinews connect together. And the Tzoymes is the place where they connect. As the Gemara defines in the end of Amud Aleph, that Shmuel says, Tzoymes Hagidim, Mokom Shagidim Tzoymesim Boi. Tzoymesi Rashi says, Mechuborim Yachad, V'nirim Kigid Echot, where they connect with three, the three Gidim connect to one. So the Radak, in a few places, in Nach, one of them is in Yirmiyah, Periklam Avov, Pasuk Vov, he brings the name of his father, that the reason Yom Tzoym is called Yom Tzoym, a day of tinies is called Tzoym. Why Tzoym? So usually we understand that Tzoym is Loshon Tzomeh, because he's thirsty. He says the name of his father, that Tzoym is a day of kibbutz, a day of gathering. Because Am Yisrael gathers together to be misyoetz al tzoroso, to discuss their tzora. Tzoym loshon tzoym es agidim, when things gather together, when they're connected together. So Tzoym is if there's a gathering. And this concept is brought down, the Sefer Divrei Emes of the Chozim in Lublin and Parshas Bolok, in the end of the Nevuah of Bilam. Bilam says, "V'tzim yad kitim v'inu ashur v'inu aver." So he says, "What does it mean tzim yad kitim?" He's talking. It says the Chozim in Lublin. We speak about Am Yisrael. The Am Yisrael, when they're going to have the golus and they're going to have makos kitim, they will come to tzim. What is tzim? Tzim is loshon tzoyim esagidim. Loshon tzoyim. They will have a gathering connected together. And it continues, V'dashas, V'inu Ashur, is coming to Miram, is on the Ashirim, on the rich people. V'inu Eiver, they're going to cause sorrows to the people that are Eiver on the Torah. V'yamu Adi Eiver, the Sar represents the Goyim, that cause that to Amisol, Adi Eiver, you'll get destroyed. But again, he brings the idea of Tzim, the gathering that will come because of the Golos. And the Sefer Yismach Yisrael of Alexander, he brings in a few places. We mentioned two of them, one in Parsha Shkolim, or Yisvov, and the other one in Parsha Zocher, or Yishei. He says that Haman, what was the time though that Haman said? Haman said, Yesh no Yam Echot. The Yesh of Am Yisrael is Am Echot, is only when they have Achdus. But now, when Am Yisrael, in the time of Purim, it was Mefuzer Mefari Bein Amim. They're not Echot. So there's no problem to overcome them. So what did Esther do? So Esther came and said, Lech knois es kol ha-yehudim, bring them to be together. Be'avo, be'achvo, be'reus. And that's the idea of etzumu alai. What etzumu alai? Tzoyim es agidim, connect me. We'll be together as be'echot. Figam an even ha-roisai otzum ken, I'll connect to them as well. Uvechein avoy la melech, who's the melech? Melech Malchi Amlochim, to come and ask rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To overcome the gzeiro, we have to have the achdus. And he adds, that's what it says in the pasuk Gedoshim Tiyu. So Rashi says, Parshazu Nemro Behakel. So he explains, how do you become Kadosh? How do you become a Parush Rinyon Erlam Hazeh? Is when a person connects himself to Am Yisrael. Kedoshu Tiyu Behakel, through connection to everybody else. And the opposite is, Letaivo Yivakesh Nifrat. Someone who's about Taivo is because he's Nifrat from Am Yisrael. So the point is to bring Am Yisrael together. That's the idea of the Tzumu Alai that we have in Megillas Esther. And that's the idea of Tzoyim because of Tzoyim Esagidim, the connection of everybody together. And this is very appropriate to the days that we're holding right now, the days in Meibin and Tzoyim, that are standing between two Taniyos, between two Tzoyimis. Because the avoid of the day and through the Tzoyim is to have Tzoyim Esagidim of Am Yisrael, connection of Am Yisrael together, the Achdus that will bring the Geula Shleimo B'Meiru B'Yameinu. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shova Shiurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.